Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Beautiful Tuesday morning. Temperatures in the 60s throughout the area, going up to the 80s. No chance for rain till the weekend, unfortunately. Got a lot of festivals and so forth planned, but hopefully not a washout. Then it turns even cooler. And keep in mind, we're knocking on the middle of October, the door of the middle of October here. So hopefully it'll turn cool for Halloween and summer will be behind us and hurricane season will be behind us. But who knows? What'll happen with tariffs? Patrick Penfield joins us now, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, to help walk us through it. How you doing, professor?
I'm good, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with tariffs, because with Middle East and government shutdown and all that, I kind of lost focus on it.
Yeah, the big issue these days, Tommy, is the 100% tariff that possibly could be enacted on China on November 1st, you know, from the Trump administration.
Possibly could be enacted on November 1st. There's a lot of wiggle room in that, huh?
Yeah, and I think that's probably, you know, the key thing. It's negotiations, right? So the problem is that China just enacted some restrictions on rare earth. And so rare earth's used on a lot of electronics. And they mine about 70% of the rare earth and process about 90%. So they really kind of have a stranglehold from a supply chain standpoint on rare earth. And so this is the reason why the Trump administration has decided to enact a potentially 100% tariff on China November 1st.
China did restrictions on rare earth. Why?
Because they can. And because it's used as a negotiation ploy, right? And that's
But what does that mean, Professor? Maybe I should have asked it that way. They put limits on how much the United States can get or how much they're going to export?
Yes. Both to that.
Okay.
So, you know, they're really, and that's the dilemma, they control 90% of the rare earth that's processed, right? So they're the only ones that can really do it. And you need it, and it's ubiquitous. It's used in everything from an electronic standpoint, electronics, cars, defense technology, you know, it's used almost in everything. And right, so a lot of these, you know, these companies in the United States are getting very upset because they can't get as much as they need.
These would be minerals we're talking about?
Yeah, it's earth that's mined in China, and then they've done a lot of, through probably the past 30 years, on really building up that industry. Mm-hmm. So they mine it in China, and then they refine it and process it. And in fact, they're so good at processing that other countries send their rare earth to be processed in China.
So how are we defining rare earth? Tell me what that is.
Yeah, it's minerals, and it's okay. Minerals that you would need in electronics.
So
it's just the basics.
Do we have them here, and is it just a filthy business to manufacture, to mine them and then process them, and that's why China's willing to do it, or do we not have them here?
We don't have them here. You know, we have some deposits of rare earth, but we haven't really been mining it because, like you just stated, it's dirty, it's kind of a tough industry, and we kind of lost that that core competency, and so that's actually gone over to China, and they really have invested a lot in that, and unfortunately, that's really kind of the base product that you need for most electronics.
So, long game, you got a couple of different considerations here. You got national security, plus you also have, is this something you really want done You know, because ultimately you can say bring it back to the United States, but then it's going to come to, well, okay, but don't do it here, right? So is there any possible way that the United States is not dependent on China for these rare earth minerals?
At this time, no. Mm-hmm. But could they in the future? Absolutely. But it's going to take time, investment, and money. And there are places around the world that are doing some of it, but not to the extent level that China is. And so it's going to take time, at least 10 to 15 years to actually find other domestic sources or other international sources that can produce what China is producing at this time.
So you know what's involved here, and you know how people are not in my backyard, the old NIMBY thing. I'm just wondering, would people in the United States anywhere welcome this kind of activity in their community where it's like, okay, yeah, let's start mining for rare earth. It's going to destroy the environment and maybe the area, but let's do it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's the deposits of rare earth, right? So they're not everywhere.
Right.
And they're in certain, some
small. Well, that's true, too. You can't pick and choose. It's not like building a refinery. You can't pick and choose where you're going to do this. It depends on where they are and where you got to go get them. Thank you for correcting that.
Yeah, exactly, Tommy. So that's the dilemma. There's just not many deposits here in the U.S., and I think the deposits that we do have are in the West.
Hmm.
So I don't think it would be that difficult. It's just a question of we wouldn't really have enough supply in order to take care of our industry. We still need more.
So you're going to be dependent on, is there anybody besides China that has these materials?
Yeah, there's some Estonia, I think, in Europe. I want to say there's some folks, maybe Germany, Japan. There's not really a lot of players in this field yet.
So you got a poker game going on. You got President Trump and the United States on one side with tariffs in their hand. China on the other side is holding in their hand the materials, the rare earth minerals that the United States needs. We'll see what happens from here when we come back with Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, 650, 10 till 7. Oh, call it 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. Hi, Tommy Tucker, 655 and a half, talking to our friend Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. So the president is threatening China with tariffs. Tariffs has rare minerals that they're cutting back on the availability of and supplying to the United States. So who's got the stronger hand, professor, going into this?
Well, I think China does, unfortunately, Tommy. So I think they do, and I think probably what you'll see is some type of negotiation that happens before November 1st. So I assume that, you know, both parties will probably try to come to some type of, you know, middle or compromise. However, that being said, again, this does put us in a precarious situation. You know, having our reliance on China for these rare earths, it's really going to be difficult in the future.
And what do we use these rare earths for? Rely on them for what?
Electronics. So, you know, most of your electronics use rare earth as, you know, the base product, the minerals, you know, that actually make the capacitors and the transistors and, you know, everything that basically goes into your electronics.
So I don't see how the United States in the short term can win this other than the president saying, okay, we're going to tariff the heck out of your cabinet. What is he threatening to tariff now? Kitchen cabinets? What else was it?
Yeah, it's 100% on everything coming from China.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So that's his leverage. That's really what he has. And the unfortunate thing is China has been kind of pushing away from the United States as an export market and trying to, you know, develop relationships with other countries. That being said, they are still very dependent on us, you know, as far as us buying their products.
So how do you see this ending up?
I see basically the United States rolling back that 100%. I think the 30% tariff will stay. I think the Chinese will open up some of their rare minerals. But I think you're going to see this as kind of their pressure point. Whenever they feel that the United States is, you know, doing something that they don't like, you know, they're going to go back to that that hand again and say, hey, look, we're going to do this with rare earths. You're not going to get this. And I think that's what you're probably going to see in the next couple of years.
All right. So from a national security standpoint, Xi Jinping gets, you know, wakes up on a bad day and has a toothache and says, you know what, that's it. No more rare minerals. Forget it. Screw the United States. What happens then?
We're going to be in a world of hurt. So the United States companies will have to scramble, try to find where they can get this material from, and then, you know, again, you'll see less electronics, you'll see less manufacturing of those types of products, and it definitely gives the Chinese an advantage over us.
So when it comes to the consumer, are they likely to feel any of this or not?
If China decides to go through with, you know, again, restricting rare earth, eventually, what will happen is you'll see less electronics, you'll see the technology not as good as what you would see in Asia. And that's really, a big deal also because, you know, we won't be seeing the increases in technology that you might see in China.
The United States, from a defense standpoint, has to have a backup plan, I would think, right?
Yeah, you can get some rare earths from other places. It's just not to the quantity and quality that you want from China.
What about tariffs and Christmas shopping?
Tariffs, Christmas. So far I think we're okay. So I don't think you're gonna still see some prices increased, but we should be okay for the holiday season.
So, despite all of the talk of tariffs, have consumers really seen a big price increase because of that, or is it just inflation?
No, they have. There have been some studies done, Tommy, and what we're seeing is anything that's imported, 4% increase. Anything that's made domestic, it's been about a 2% increase. So, net-net, probably right around 3%.
Gotcha. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it. Patrick Penfield, Professor of Supply Chain Practice at Syracuse University. We'll come back and talk about La Nina. Somebody texted in and said no matter what President Trump can do, we're going to criticize him. That's not true at all. I was complimenting the president yesterday for his Middle East peace thing, and if he can work out a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine, it's going to get pretty good for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.